Welcome back, everybody, to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. On this week's show, we've taken on the difficult task of redrawing the crucial line between the importance of religious diversity in our political representation and the suborning of our politics to religion-based campaigning. For the first time, a Hindu American will be joining the ranks of the U.S. House of Representatives. On November 6th, voters in Hawaii's 2nd Congressional District elected Iraq War veteran Tulsi Gabbard to represent them in Washington, D.C. Joining me now in the studio is Suhag Shukla, co-founder, executive director, and legal counsel for the Hindu American Foundation here in Washington, D.C. Suhag, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Voters across the country elected the largest number of women to Congress in history. They affirmed marriage equality. They supported LGBT candidates. They selected the first Buddhist to the U.S. Senate, and they filled her seat in the House with Iraq War veteran and practicing Hindu Tulsi Gabbard. How do you look at all that?
Well, I think it's an exciting time. At least on the Hill, we're starting to see a representation that reflects America, that reflects the diversity, not only racial, ethnic, but also religious diversity. And that's something we haven't seen before.
I couldn't agree with you more. But there is a lot of brow-wiping, chest-beating going on, saying that America is just going downhill.
Well, I guess that's a matter of perspective. You know, I think it's an exciting time for us to see women come into leadership. Women bring a different perspective, a different way of approaching issues, as do all these other aspects that define each of us, whether mm-hmm. it's our religion, whether it's our cultural background. And I think that's only good for America, mm-hmm. especially with all the difficult decisions that lie ahead.
What's the significance of having direct representation in the House for Hindu Americans?
I think for the Hindu American community, it's greatly symbolic as well as practical in terms of someone who we as members of the community can look to as not only a mentor, but as someone to look up to, and also someone who's going to understand the unique issues that affect the community.
Can you name some of the issues that you think will get a closer consideration because of this member of Congress being present?
I'm hopeful that with Tulsi Gabbard representing Hawaii, as well as being a Hindu American, will put special focus to human rights, specifically the human rights situation of minorities, including Hindus and Christians and Sikhs and a number of other traditions, as long as they're religious minorities, throughout South Asia, whether it's Pakistan or Bangladesh. There are serious issues that are ongoing. Mm-hmm. The human rights aspect of those regions has not been addressed head on, and it's a pretty dire situation, whether there's minorities dealing with kidnapping and forced conversion, forced marriage, being sold into prostitution, whether it's just being able to practice your religious tradition in the open. These are very basic issues, very basic human rights that need to be addressed, and we're hopeful that Tulsi will provide a voice to those that are suffering.
In your work with the Hindu American Foundation, is this a boost?
Absolutely. To date, we've had a number of Indian Americans who have run for elected office, whether we have Bobby Jindal in Louisiana and previously in Congress, or Nikki Haley in South Carolina. We were able to, as members of the not only the Hindu community, but the Indian American community, see that we were maybe breaking the barriers of race and ethnicity. Mm-hmm. But those two candidates were very outspoken about their Christian roots. Mm-hmm. So what that signaled to us at the foundation, as well as many people in the community, was that there was still somewhat of a religious litmus test that candidates felt that they needed to pass, and in able to pass that test, you maybe had to denounce or deny the heritage of your birth. So Tulsi being there is important in that regard. Mm-hmm. And certainly when we go on the Hill, she's one of hundreds of elected representatives. But to know that there's one who doesn't need necessarily all the backgrounders and all of the education to bring us to a certain point of understanding, certainly that's going to be helpful.
Do you know what she's going to put her hand on when she does her oath?
Word is that it will be a Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
One of the holy scriptures for Hindus. The last time anything remotely Hindu occurred was the prayer, and I believe it was before the Senate, and there were some hecklers.
Right.
So hopefully this time around, that was many years ago, and I like to think that America's always progressing forward so that we won't have such issues.
Good. We were talking about the Hindu American Foundation. What are you going to be working on this coming year?
Well, we continue to work on our human rights portfolio, continuing to educate our elected leaders about the issues that Hindus in Pakistan, in Bangladesh, in other areas, Trinidad, Tobago, Saudi Arabia, where they're facing those issues and keeping them on the forefront. We're also dedicated to the separation of church and state. And I think that this year's election, in many ways, whether it was the gay marriage legislation mm-hmm. that was before many states, or the fact that we now have Hindus and Buddhists that are amongst our elected representatives, all of those are a testament to the American people's mm-hmm. commitment to separation of church and state. And certainly that's always a priority for the Hindu American Foundation.
From day one with your organization, you've been right in the middle of all of us who are working hard on religious liberty and church-state separation. Is that a part of the tradition of Hinduism?
Hinduism is very much about individual freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think then when we look at it in a secular way, it's only a natural outgrowth of that, mm-hmm. that we don't have a central authority that is legislating how a Hindu should act, especially in their home, how they practice their religion. And so I think that the separation of church and state, or even just these personal freedoms that we ask for and that have been guaranteed through our Constitution, are very much in line with Hindu teachings.
Mm-hmm. I know we have some listeners that have heard this interview and they're saying, I really would like to find out more about the Hindu American Foundation. How is the best way for them to do that?
Well, our website has tremendous amounts of information about the kind of work we do, the kinds of policies that we forward, and that's available at www.hafsite.org.
Suhag Shukla is co-founder, executive director, and legal counsel for the Hindu American Foundation. I want to wish you continued success in what you're doing, and you'll always be welcome in this studio to be on State of Belief.
Well, thank you, and it's always a pleasure to see you.